Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today's title might lead you to expect something a bit esoteric, and in fact, it is a bit esoteric, but it's also, for me, something that has proven incredibly useful. And the title comes from a conversation I'll tell you about in a minute, but the idea of the isness is talked about in various spiritual traditions. The Scottish mystic Sid Banks used to talk about life in terms of the isness, the nothingness, and the allness. So the isness being the world of form, the nothingness being the formless, primordial womb out of which all things come, and the allness being the form and the formless together. And he would talk about it, and everybody who listened would pretty much universally get a beautiful feeling, a feeling of quiet, a feeling of presence, and have no freaking idea what he was talking about. And I was no different. I would hear recordings, and I would go, wow, I feel really calm and peaceful thinking about the isness and the nothingness and the allness, but they say Einstein said that if you want to see if you really understand something, explain it to a 5-year-old. I couldn't have explained this to a 50-year-old multiple PhD genius. But as I've sat with it over the years, I've come to see a few things that really have made a tangible difference in not just how I live my life, but the quality of the life I live. And one was a notion that Sid would talk about a lot, which was that the secret to happiness is just to focus on what is, not what isn't. Now, that seemed, on the one hand, kind of obvious. But I became aware of how much of my time I would become obsessed with what I was worried might happen, what I remembered having happened, what no longer was what is, what might never be what is. I saw how many arguments I had in my head with people that only existed in my head. I was talking to a friend, a mentee, somebody that studied with me for a while the other day, and he said, you know, one of the things you said to me 3 years ago actually happened. And I was like, cool, what? And he said, well, I was sitting at my computer giving a talk to a conference, because that's how we give talks at conferences these days, and there were hundreds upon hundreds of white people. And he's a black person. And when he had come to me, he said, oh, you know, I know what white people think. And I said, really? I said, what do white people think? And he had a list of things that he said, if I ever was up on a stage in front of a group of white people, they'd be thinking this. And I pointed out to him that, no, that's what the white people in your head are thinking. You have no idea what the people out there are thinking. Now, it obviously struck him enough at the time that he remembered it. And when he was speaking at this conference, and it, as it happened, was a conference with hundreds upon hundreds of white faces, he noticed as he was speaking that people were commenting, and that the things that they were saying were nothing like what he had made up. And he saw, oh, I'd been scaring myself, angering myself with what wasn't. And I just hadn't even allowed myself the opportunity to experience what is. Now, I mentioned a conversation I had with a friend, and it was sort of connected the dots for me between Sid's idea of the isness, the nothingness, the allness, and this notion that the secret to happiness is just to stay with what is and not get carried away with what isn't. And what she said was so simple, but it really hit me between the eyes. She said, well, the isness is what is. Now, I don't know what happens in you when you hear that. But for me, it was almost like all the stuff that is only happening in my head faded into the background. And what I was left with was what was in front of me and the scenarios I was creating in my mind. Now, the scenarios were part of what is, but only as scenarios. It's like one of my favorite stories my mentor George Pransky told me when he was sharing the secret of thought with one of his CEO clients. And the CEO said, are you telling me that all of my problems are just an illusion, just thought, they're just a mirage? And George said, well, they're a real mirage. When we make up scary futures, when we reflect on tragic pasts, the reflection is real. The imagination, the imagining is real. The feelings we are feeling in the moment are real. But the content is all made up. And if you are willing to look away from what isn't, you'll find it easier and easier to fall in love with what is. Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring, and I'll talk with you soon.